Well, it's a very, I mean, that was a very interesting juggling act to try and strike this portrait of someone who was not so precisely drawn that it was possible for the audience to go, oh, well, I'm just not like that. I mean, she's just so specifically that, and I can't identify with that. It was very important to sort of iron out too much character in a way. I mean, she, of course, like every human, lives within a kind of atmosphere and lives within circumstances. I mean, she's, what do we know about her? I mean, at the very beginning of the film, we see her as a very self-determined, very self-possessed, you know, very privileged. She's a world traveller. She's a, you know, set up this imprint of this travel book company, and she's a writer. She has very much a sense of herself in the world. And also, to a certain extent, she's a bit of a dick. You can tell that she's very much used to getting her own way. And this is one of the issues that comes up when she has this very willed child. But it was important all the time not to play that card too strongly, so that the audience could sympathise with her. Because, you know, one could have played this as a character, as a very unsympathetic character, in fact, and that might have been very satisfying. But it might have... It might have made it less of a nightmare and more of a comedy, in fact, because one could have said, oh, well, that's what you get for being that way, and I'm not that.